Episode of Vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K24. It's myself, Mo Rootsy, and alongside me, as always, is the GM, not the general manager. It stands for Get Money, Mr. BJ Armstrong. What's happening, brother? How's Vegas treating you?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Good. Can't complain. Just do a little work and just out here. It's that time of the year.
Secure the bag. Secure the bag. Well, we got a question in. Let's dive straight into it. We got a question in from our Discord. Freddie K wants to know, how does BJ feel about being Isaiah Collier's agent?
Oh,
congratulations, wow. BJ. You know, this was tweeted out by Adrian Wojnarowski, yes. The USC freshman. Projected to be the maybe top 10, maybe number 11 pick in the draft. This year, he was the number one high school recruit coming out of Georgia. BJ, talk to us. How do you feel about signing another great young player, and what can we expect to see from him?
Without giving away too much, you know, I'm really excited to work with this young man and his family. Terrific young man, phenomenal player. And the thing that I'm most excited, Mo, with him is he just has, you know, he has an abundance of talent and he has tremendous size at his position. And you know, Mo, I love big point guards. You know,
we know.
So, and he has Mo. He has size at his position. I mean, he's every bit of 6'4", 6'5".
He's listed at 6'5", 210 pounds.
I mean, I'm being conservative. I mean, Mo, he has what you're looking for, Mo. He has size. He has strength, speed, quickness. So. But, you know, I don't want to give away too much. It's early in the process. But news travels fast, I see. And I didn't even say anything to you. Well, I just kind of, you know, wanted to slip this under the radar. But here we go. So, but we're really excited. I can tell you what, it's been phenomenal, the response as far as, just touching bases with teams and personnel, so forth and so on. So, I think he has a chance to be an outstanding player at the next level.
Absolutely. I mean, news does travel fast. I mean, I didn't hear nothing. Adrian Wells, Joe Wojnarowski heard something. I'm just saying, you know,
you probably had that 30 minutes of nap time because that's about all you take every night, you know,
less.
So it might've happened during that, you know, you didn't have both eyes closed. You probably had just one eye closed.
One eye open when I'm sleeping, brother. One eye open when I'm sleeping. We got another question from Chris here. By the way, questions in the Discord. If you want to ask questions, go into the Discord. It's linked below the show. Chris wants to know, why does the NBA put such an importance on the injury report and fine teams for late changes and incorrect info? Does it really matter? Because, of course, the Sixers were fined again for being unclear with Joel Embiid's status about a game last week. BJ, you can tell us about that. Why do NBA teams in the league care?
I think it's very important now, especially with partners, sponsors, and things that they're doing here and different partners that they work with in the NBA. So ever since I've been in the league, it's always been of the utmost importance for the integrity of the game, and all of the information is available so everyone knows who's playing, who's not playing, and you get that in a timely fashion. So I respect that, because the integrity of the game, if that's ever compromised in any shape, form, or fashion, you know, that could be very damaging to the game itself, to everyone that's involved in the game. So I think that is a non-starter on any level. As long as I can recall, and I think that has been a priority since day one, since I've been in the NBA, is always to protect the integrity of the game.
And also, you know, speaking of that kind of business side, I've been a consultant for the league and a lot of its partners. And the biggest thing that really gets under the skin of, for example, the graphic designers and the video editors, et cetera, who work for these brands and for the leagues that promote these games, sometimes all week long, you know, if it's a key matchup, is the last minute changes to the lineup. Because they could promote a matchup of LeBron versus KD. And then 10 minutes before tip-off, LeBron and KD are both not playing. And now all the graphics are out the window. All the video promotion looks bad, X, Y, Z. So from a logistics standpoint as well, Dom in the Discord has a question. He heard that the Celtics and Bucks game had an NBA record low, just 2 free throws taken. My Celtics did not get a single free throw. BJ, what are your thoughts? Because after the game, Jason Tatum said maybe the refs are just getting warmed up for the playoffs and making the players get used to not getting the calls they'd usually get. What were your thoughts on that game?
Well, you know, when you look at an NBA game, I mean, I think I saw this, but I can't recall ever seeing a team that didn't get to the free throw line. I don't think the Celtics got to the free throw line once. Is that correct?
0 free throws attempted.
But I will say this. There's always anomalies. There's always things that you haven't seen. But that one took the cake. I've never seen anything like that. It was just it was interesting. But I will say this. I'm a little concerned from this moment that because, you know, when you take in the human, when you factor in the human condition, the Celtics are a 3-point shooting team. So that kind of lets me know that their style of play is not a style, probably with the exception of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that actually creates contact. Everyone else is shooting threes or step backs or what have you. So I'm a little concerned because when you get to the playoffs, Mo, you got to get to the free throw line. I mean, getting to the free throw line is a huge momentum stopper. It allows you to set up your defense. And Mo, it's pretty hard to win if you're constantly playing at a disadvantage from the defensive end. So I'm just going to take it as an anomaly because they have the best record. So clearly,
I'm going to take it as this.
I'm going to keep an eye on this one. I'm going to say that.
Okay. So what I will say about this is having watched the game, there were definitely fouls that should have been called, but okay, whatever. It was a blowout game anyway. And it's the end of the season anyway. But then I watched the Celtics versus the Knicks last night, and the Celtics were sleepwalking through the whole first half down like 20 points. The Celtics have mentally checked out, and we're going to see if they, and so what's going to happen now is there's one or two things going to happen. Either they lose game one of the first round of the playoffs and everyone panics, or they catch fire from three in game one and it's okay. And then they lose game two and everyone will panic. And this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you here now, you've heard it. I'm just going to tell you before it happens.
Right.
That's just because, like you say, you can't just flip a switch. They're going to get a rude wake up call.
That's right. And listen, they've dodged a lot of, they've dodged everything. Okay. This Celtics team has played with fire for what, a couple years now? Mm-hmm. Where they'll lose the first two games at home and still will find a way. So I would hope that they've learned their lesson, that they're ready to go. I mean, they've had a great regular season, but Mo, we start again in the playoffs. So hopefully they are, as I think the coach said a couple weeks ago, they're experimenting, right? I think that's what he said. I think those are his words. I'm paraphrasing here. And hopefully it doesn't come back to burn them in the end, because you don't want to have the best record in the league and suddenly be upset early and have an early playoff exit.
Well, is there a danger of things going too well for them? Because a wise man once told me the best people always thrive in the chaos. Some people just need chaos to thrive. Yes. And that's the excuse I have when people come to my office and it's messy, because I need the chaos to thrive and do my work. But other people, they need adverse situations to really get going.
You know, I heard this statement and it stuck with me from the late Chuck Daly and our good friend, who's a friend of the show, Brendan Sir. Give those guys credit. And they would always say, never trust happiness.
It's a fact.
So right now, things are smooth for the Celtics. Things are good. They're just coasting along. But, you know, when you make a championship run, you begin to realize that things can turn quickly in a series. Things can turn quickly in a season. Something can happen. Players don't play well. Sometimes you have a bad matchup, unexpected, whatever the case may be. So you never want to trust happiness. You always want to be on alert. And hopefully they're just not playing well right now, because What I don't want this team to do is to think they can just turn it back on, because that's not how it works. And hopefully they don't have to learn their lesson the hard way, because there's been a lot of promising teams, coulda, woulda, shoulda, oughta, but didn't get it done because they weren't able to overcome. The natural tendency is to relax.
And I think it's also, there's nothing left for them to play for. They've locked up home court advantage for the entire playoffs, whereas the Knicks, who they played tonight, and the Bucks, they're all competing for seeding places and seeding position. So it's a simple going out there and needing to win rather than, well, obviously you want to win every game.
Well, I will say this.
I'm not going to risk getting injured for the playoffs on this play, diving for an offensive rebound that Josh Hart might be going to undo it.
Yeah, I will say this. And I learned this, you know, just over time. And when I came into the league, I was on a veteran team. And you never want to give your opponent an advantage. You know, when you don't see it as much now, but this league used to be about psychological warfare. I mean, you wanted to have a psychological advantage against everybody you played against. You know, there used to be a theme, Mo, where, you know, you try to intimidate people. You never, ever, ever wanted to give a player any type of advantage over you or your team. And I don't care if it was game 79 or game 2. Because once a team or a player has confidence, Mo, it's tough. And you say, well, they're not playing for anything. I don't want, if I'm the Celtics, I don't want the Knicks to even think that they have a chance against us in a 7-game series. We're the best team. Now, the only way you are going to advance to the conference finals or whatever, or the NBA finals, is if we're not there. And that to me says it all. Because again, Mo, like, upsets occur all the time. And you don't want to be on the other end of that, where you give, you know, how many times, Mo, have we seen a team down 20, everything's going well, the game's just coasting, and all of a sudden they lose the game?
Mm. But the three-point shooting now is just an inevitability.
Mo, a 20-point lead is not the same as it was 10, 15 years ago, because of the way that these guys shoot and the amount of three-point shots that they attempt. So I would hope that they find a reason to play. And if there's anything that I could share with this generation, is every single night, every time you step on the floor, you have to find a reason to play. That has to be part of your DNA. That's like tying up your shoes. Find a reason to come out there and perform at your peak level. Some days it's harder than others, right? You're playing in the conference against the Knicks versus, you know, Brooklyn. Well, the natural tension is already there. But you might play the Knicks versus Sacramento on a Thursday night. You're like, oh, that may not happen. But you got to find a reason to play and play it the very best you can. So hopefully the Celtics don't fall in it. I'm rooting for your Celtics this year.
I just don't want to see them. Come on.
No, I am. I'm rooting for them because they really have played well. And you know what? You know why I'm rooting for them, Mo? Is because they've put together like two or three seasons now where they've had legit chances to win this.
They've been knocking on the door.
They've been knocking.
They even opened it a little bit against Golden State and it got slammed shut in their face. Yeah. Now it's time to knock the door down.
I think it's time for them. I think that, you know, they can't. I mean, even though they are young, they're not young. They're playoff tested. They've been to the finals. They know what it takes. So now it's just a matter of them executing it and getting it done.
Well, they are on track to become the most expensive basketball team of all time, as they just gave Jrue Holiday a $135 million extension. But.
What do you think of that, Mo? What do you think of that? I wanted to ask you that.
Do you know what I think? I think we got to wait for GM extraordinaire parking lot Perry, Mr. Scott Perry, to come and join us on the show on Monday.
Okay.
We need the GM expertise. I've got some thoughts, but we'll wait for Scott to come and join us. But here's what I was thinking about this week, BJ. You know, when we were talking about the Clippers and their bad run of form, you were very adamant on Russell Westbrook being the reason why they were losing games.
How about that?
So I think, does Russell Westbrook deserve more consideration for Sixth Man of the Year? Because since he's returned, 7-2, and 5 of those games, Kawhi Leonard's not even been there. and the energy shift has been noticeable. Russ himself said, ain't nobody better than me coming off the bench. So should he be getting more? I'm not saying he should win the award, but he should at least be in those conversations. I looked at the odds earlier. He wasn't even in the top four or five players in terms of the odds.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know, I can't remember when we talked about it, but I remember we talking about it. And I remember I said, I can't remember exactly, but something to the effect that Russell's absence is a problem for this team. His leadership, what he brings, how he plays, and more importantly, he brings that bravado to the game. I mean, say what you want. I've always said this about Russell, and I admire this about him. That young man lays it out on the line every single night. Okay? He lays it out. Now, you can see the difference in the way they play. He is impactful to the personality of this group, whether he's a starter or coming off the bench. And they missed him when he was out. Is it a wrist or a thumb or something? He's out with. So I just think they miss him. They need him. He's going to be very valuable to them. And I know he's coming off the bench, but I look at him as a starter because they're going to need him. I mean, he had a triple-double the other night. I don't know how many guys can come out. I mean, he didn't have just a triple-double. He had like 15 assists, 15 rebounds, and, 16 or 17 points. I mean, well, that's big-time stats coming out, for a guy who is, one of your subs. And, by the way, they have a player who should be in the conversation for six men in a year.
Norman Powell.
There you go. So I just think it says so much about him. I mean, let's not forget, he was a former MVP in this league. And he took ownership to go to the bench for the betterment of the team. So that's why I really have so much respect.
And he left money on the table as well.
Yeah, I respect what he has done. He's always been one of those players that I've always admired. And I happen to have known him since the beginning of his career. So I'm going to be excited to see, because if I read this correctly, Mo, the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers are already lined up.
Well, this is what I was about to say. We have our first locked-in playoff matchup, the Clippers, the Mavericks.
And
we're going to talk all about it on this show.
As the way Mo say, that's going to be a goodie.
I don't think I've ever said that in my life. But they are locked in at the 4 and the 5 seed, and I'm excited. This is going to be the third time in 5 years that they play together, and we've had some classic moments in those series between the two teams. And what's crazy is, BJ, and it's kind of unusual now, I guess, in the NBA, is this year's seeding is going right down to the wire with so many teams. Like, in both conferences, we know the 10 teams that are going to be in the postseason.
Right.
But the positioning is still up in the air. So usually these last few games of the season, there's like three days left. Usually these games are used, for like kind of G League guys to get minutes or the bench guys to see who's going to make the playoff rotation. But now these teams, a lot of them, really have something to play for, whether it's the teams at the top of the West we talked about the other day battling for the number one seed, or the other teams battling to get out of the play-in, or in the Eastern Conference battling for home court advantage and avoiding the Celtics until the conference finals. Man, it's really cool. It's really good. I'm excited for Sunday when we have, I think, almost every team in the NBA in action, if not every team. I haven't looked at the schedule in depth yet, but it's going to be good. But the regular season has been a wild one. It's gone very quickly. The play-ins begin next week, and Scott Perry will be with us on Monday's show as we preview the play-in, and we'll talk a bit about the contract of Jrue Holiday as well on there as we leaves us to do, BJ, is say I hope you enjoy Las Vegas.
Well, I'm just here. I'm just coming in, getting the work done, and moving right out, Mo. I'm not letting any grass grow under my feet. Let's say that.
Ain't no grass. Ain't no grass. Right. I respect it, man. Scooter back.
On to the next one, Mo. I feel you.
We can try out there. Be safe, my brother. We appreciate each and every one of you who tunes in. If you want to have your questions answered, join the Discord. It's linked in the description below. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. And until next time, you guys know the vibes. Get buckets.